WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic News, Media app.
I'm Melvin Lopez. A judge has halted South Carolina's new six-week abortion ban until the state's Supreme Court can review it. The governor signed the bill into law about 24 hours ago. The latest ruling means women can still get abortions until about 20 weeks. Still no deal to raise the debt limit. President Biden says the White House and Republicans agree a U.S. default is not an option. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
McCarthy still, if there is a deal today or tomorrow in the near future, he's still got to pass it on the House floor. And this is the House Freedom Caucus's way, the further right part of the Republican conference, of saying to Kevin McCarthy, we've got our eye on you, and that they're watching to make sure he doesn't give the White House too many significant concessions.
In Texas, an impeachment vote could come as early as today for embattled Attorney General Ken Paxton. It follows investigations into Paxton over donor corruption allegations. This is ABC News. The man who opened fire at an El Paso Walmart will soon learn his fate in federal court, but Texas still has a case against 24-year-old Patrick Crucius.
Crucius will learn his federal punishment when he's sentenced next month. Then come the state charges, and El Paso County District Attorney Bill Hicks says,
I think that this case needs to go to a jury.
Patrick Crucius faces life in federal prison but is charged with capital murder at the state level. And Hicks says,
the state of Texas will continue to seek the death penalty on this case.
Before killing 23 Walmart shoppers on August 3, 2019, Crucius posted online, quote, this attack is a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A passenger opened an emergency door on board a flight in South Korea today. The Asiana Airlines jet landed safely. The late Tina Turner, honored in Britain today with tributes in Parliament and simply the best, playing at the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County board member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddie Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold.
I just like non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouth feel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
At what age did you start noticing your age? Have you not noticed it yet? 844-967-2789. When did you start feeling old? Is another way maybe to ask that question. And I'll get to the point in a second, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on when you've started to notice your age. 844-96-PARTY. And here to join us for this topic and the entire hour is Mr. Todd Alba of The Todd Alba Show. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I would have to turn up his mic.
Oh, that would be helpful.
That would help, Jane. Then, because that would mean that we could then hear him.
We still can't hear him.
Oh, that's because he's on Zoom. Now I can hear you.
There we go. Hello? Now we can hear you, Todd.
So many buttons, Todd. So many buttons. It's only my first day doing this.
It's all good. We're here together. It's a Friday. What more do you want? I get to spend an hour with two of my favorite people in the world. It makes me happy. It's all good.
It's so funny because I was looking and I was like, oh, we have pretty light guests today. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. And I feel like you are, of all the hosts on Civic Media, Todd, the most, you love being on the radio. And I don't mean that. I mean that as a genuine compliment, as far as like you jump on with Luke's show. I've heard you jump on with Devil's show. You obviously have been on with us. And like after 3 hours of radio, because you also right now have a 3 hour show, yeah. I'm like, I'm true. Done. Like, I have other stuff to do. And so the fact that you're always so willing and like wanting to come join us is always really fun. So I was like, I'll ask Todd. Todd will come on and shoot the breeze with us. But then you texted me back that you had a bit of a medical emergency last night. So then the fact that you're even at work right now is shocking to me.
I still have the hospital bracelet on for 4 hours.
That's not from a concert. Left. That's not your above. I'm over 21 and I paid for my drink tickets. that's an actual emergency room band.
I am battling another round with a kidney stone, and it got really bad last night about 10:30. And I'm like, if I don't dry myself now, I don't know that I'm going to be able to dry myself in another couple of hours. So I went in and I got out like at 4:15 this morning, and I got like a 3-millimeter stone. But I am telling you, have either one of you ever had kidney stones?
No.
And I've heard they are just excruciating.
Well, people ask me what it's like. forgive me if I'm a little gauche, but the best thing I can describe it as, it feels like a combination between really bad gas pains meets a really bad case of blue balls. And it's kind of like, well, that.
I don't know about the second one, but I certainly know about the first one, especially these days.
And it's like you can't, it's like it's this weird feeling all from the lower extremities, and it goes up your back. I've heard, of course, Kristen, you'll find out, but and I would never compare anything. Women go through a childbirth, but I heard it's the male version of childbirth, is what people, what doctors have told me.
Interesting.
But anyway, I went to the they gave me my bag here.
Did they give you the stone? Like, is that what you're about to show us?
No. It hasn't passed yet. And because it's so excruciating, my bag here looks like Karen Walker's purse from Will and Grace, who, by the way, Karen Walker is my spirit animal. And I have Oxycontin, I have ibuprofen, I have all the, you know, all the drugs. So I'm flying high. So as long as I'm on the medication, that and caffeine, it looks like my mother. Look at this. I'm drinking cranberry juice. It's like I have a UTI or something like that. I don't know. It's not.
So would you say, to bring this back to the topic at hand, would you say when you got your first kidney stone is when you started noticing your age, Todd?
I started noticing my age at 10:34 last night as I'm sitting in the emergency room thinking I've got a kidney stone. You gave me the answer, but I mean, do you want to take callers first or because...
We'll take, actually, I think we're going to roll with it because I think it's interesting because between the three of us, there's about a 10-year age gap between you two. There's about 15-year age gap between Todd and I. And I bring this up because according to a recent poll by the Wall Street Journal, the typical age when most Americans start to feel like their youth is slipping away is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's different for, it was obviously this is a average, but I just thought it was interesting as far as when people start to feel old. So yeah, so the gap between the age when Americans stop feeling young at 42 and the age when they start feeling old is 52. And I am not at either of those ages yet. So I guess we'll start with either of you. If you identify with those two numbers, and also at home, when did you stop feeling young and when did you start feeling old? 844-967-2789.
Well, as the senior of the group, I certainly stopped feeling young when you hit 50 and you realize that's half of 100. You're on the downside of the mountain at this point. You know, you've already passed the peak, and now you're on the other side. I didn't really start feeling old, though, until maybe 54 or 55, and that was when I got sciatica.
So to feel old, it was actually something physical happening with your body. You're like, geez, this sucks.
Yes, and since then, it's just weird things will happen. One day, my knee won't work. It was good yesterday. I don't know what it did while I was sleeping, but today it's not working so well. So it's things like that. And I think with the sciatica, it just sounds like an old person thing. Like lumbago, like getting lumbago.
What's lumbago?
Is a back problem. So
it sounds like a French bread.
It could be. Come over for some lumbago later. Yum. But when did you stop feeling young and start feeling old is our question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What about you, Ted?
I would say so. You know, mom always knows best, right? So so Miss Linda, my mother, she would tell me, she would say, just wait, you know, because I was in my 30s. I'm fine. I could eat anything I wanted. I'm not gaining weight and all that. And I'm fine. And she said, you just wait. Once you turn 40, it's going to change. And I hit 40. Nothing changed. I'm like, I feel great. I'm not gaining weight. I'm great. 41, great. 40, I'm not making this up, 42. And it was like suddenly I couldn't eat everything I wanted to anymore. And I just like little, like you said, Jane, suddenly you get like this creak in your whatever, your neck or your bones. I'm like, what the heck? So I actually joined a gym. It was back when I was my last stint in the Capitol, when I was actually making some decent money. And I got a personal trainer, and I worked out. I lost 20 pounds. My BMI or whatever went down to like 13 or something like that. It was the best shape of my life. I have put back on most of that weight. but it, it, It made me feel a lot better. So that's, I would say about 42, literally for me, is when I started feeling not young anymore. I don't know, old. I still don't feel old. To me, age is just a number. So I don't worry about the feeling old, I guess, yet. Knock on wood.
I certainly don't feel, I think I'm lucky enough, again, knock on wood, that I feel like the only thing that's made me feel not young is my disillusionment with like partying like I used to. And it's not even because it's like, oh, the hangovers. It's more of just like, I'm just not interested, like going to bars or going to big parties or like being seen and all that stuff. That's less interesting to me. And I associate so much of my youth with that. And now I'm much more interested in like dinner parties. So there's like a more of an emotional maturity that I see of like, I hang out with, if I'm with 22 or 23 year olds, and it's not me being ageist. It's like, I just can't keep up with you. Like, that does that. What you're going to do, like, I have no interest in doing that.
But my question to you, Kristen, is, was that because of your age, or is that because you got into a more serious long-term relationship?
No, I think it's because of my age, because I would say my husband still very much is the extrovert who's like, if you don't want to go out, I'm going out without you.
I know people, like, once they get into like a long-term relationship, it's like, oh, I'm just with that person now and I don't want to go out and party.
No, because we'll go out together, but it's not that I don't want to socialize. It's this different kind of socialization than it used to be. But like, as far as, I'm pretty lucky, like I don't have any injuries or anything like that. But so I think I'm still under that. It's not necessarily that I feel young, but I would certainly not say that I feel old or that my youth is slipping away from me yet. But
you're young. Believe me, you're young.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Beverly from Richland Center, thanks for joining us, Beverly. What do you think?
Well, I'm getting the impression that all of you are youngsters, actually. I saw something on Facebook recently that my mind thinks I'm 25. My body thinks my mind is an idiot. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Can I ask, Beverly, how old are you?
I'm 72.
You sound great.
You do sound great. Your voice, I was going to peg you at like 55. It's like, what is she talking about?
Oh, hey, I like that. To say I can believe I'm 25, or actually I stopped aging myself when I was about 35. I don't know why.
Good for you.
But that's kind of where in my mind I stopped. But I have to admit that my body didn't stop there, just my mind.
And I think
I still get around pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so interesting, is like the difference between what your body's limitations start to tell you versus you're like, I'm not, what do you mean? I'm not 72.
Right.
Where did the time go?
Right. Yeah, I look in the mirror and I don't see me. I see my mother.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I feel you, Beverly. Yeah. I absolutely feel you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, Beverly. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And so we're going to keep this conversation going. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Were those two different ages? Was it around the same time? Was it because of your body just told you, hey, slow down?
Not doing that.
All right. 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from you. Todd Alba is here for the whole hour. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Send me a postcard. Drop me a line. Stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer. Fill in a form. Mine forevermore. Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free, and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 44 tonight, highs around 74. Tomorrow, temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 71 this afternoon, lows level off around 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are joined all hour by our friend Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show. And we are talking about age. When did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Do you even feel old yet? Is age just a number? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And yeah, I just think it was interesting that they found an average that, and because basically we're talking about this because the Wall Street Journal found that most Americans start feeling like their youth is slipping away around the age of 42, but they start feeling old at around 52. And one of the quotes from the survey is, "For some, the slide into 40 merely confirms a sense that they've had for a while that they're growing older. Others say stay in denial about the approach of middle age until they experience a jolt of reality. Sometimes a health scare, sometimes comments from younger colleagues."
Ooh, ouch.
And so, yeah, it's interesting. But I also feel like, at least so far for me, and granted, I am young. I will claim that at 36. Things have only gotten better as I've gotten older. Like, I would say my 30s have certainly been better than my 20s. And not because I didn't have fun in my 20s, but I would say, like, emotionally, like, one, I'm doing what I love. I've met the love of my life. Like, there's certain things that just started to work out better in my 30s versus, like, insecurity and volatility and the wrong partners in my 20s. And so, like, so far, getting older has been great. But what would you say, Todd, as far as, like, how have you embraced aging? Oh, Jane, put, hold on. Oh, there we go. You're good. I can hear you.
My sister, she teaches sign language. All right. My sister teaches sign language. If I only knew that, then I could, you know, help that way. I was going to ask you guys the question a different way. What was the worst or your most difficult birthday so far? Like, what birthday was it? You're like, oh man, this one really bothers me. Cause I have one.
Oh.
Have you hit that yet, Kristen? Like, oh, that was a really tough birthday for me.
No. I would say, like, because I really embraced turning 30 and had a very fun 30th birthday weekend with friends and family. So I would say no. Well, Jane, do you have one?
Jane?
For me, it was 60.
Okay.
And we were supposed to get together with friends. There was a snowstorm. turns out they were going to throw me a surprise party, which I was kind of glad they didn't because I hate surprises and all that stuff. But anything past 60 is just like, can we just ignore this is happening?
Hmm.
Well, see, for me, it was 25.
Really?
I'm 53. And the most difficult birthday I've had so far was 25. And I think it was because, like, it hit me. I'm like, holy crap. At best, I've got three more of these cycles left. And the first 25 went like that. And I'm like, you know, it hit me how fast life goes at 25. Interesting. So 30 was, I enjoyed turning 30. 40 was like, whatever. 50 was kind of like, I can either grouse about this or just embrace it. So for me, it's just like age is just a number. Most of my friends typically are younger than me. And then I do have a few like kind of older mentor type of friends I hang out with. But I think also the fact that I've worked over the years, whether it's in the Capitol or other things, with younger people. And so I find that being around younger people keeps me more youthful.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Peter from Merton is joining us. Hey, Peter, what do you think?
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's, I find myself on late Sunday afternoon watching golf on TV instead of playing it.
And isn't the other thing too, Peter, it's like, I get more excited about going to sleep than I do about going out.
Okay. Yeah. I just drove back from, I'm driving right now on I-94, but this morning I was in Akron, Ohio with my brother who is 80.
Oh, and wow.
So, you know, I'm 74. My sister is 85. So, you start to really see your mortality that's going to be approaching at some point.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the call, Peter. Todd, you just pinged that Aaron Zommers, producer,
who's this?
Your producer said, how old is Aaron?
We are almost up against the clock.
He's 24.
He's 24. So yeah. He said that 18 was rough for him.
Yeah, I guess that's what he 18. But I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about having a Gen Z person on the show is it gives you a different perspective, right? And so, I mean, what makes me feel old, Jane, I'm not sure if you've experienced this, like hanging around with Luke Mathers, who is 28, 29, and I'll bring something up, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't born yet.
I know. He does that all the time. I feel like Luke, every time I mention something, and I'm only like 10 years older than him, and it happens all the time where I'm like, oh, okay, you're that young? You don't remember that? Great. Well, thanks. Thanks, Luke.
Todd, I'm so old. I have shirts that are older than some of the people that I work with. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Gary from Sussex, we don't have a lot of time. Gary, what do you want to say?
I start feeling old. I've done 5 Ironman triathlons, and my last one was 63.
Woo!
Now that I'm 71 years old and not training to do my Ironman anymore, I get up in the morning, and now I feel old. Now I feel like I'm 71. Mm. But when I was doing my Ironman, 63. I felt like I was 21. I was beating the pants off of literally every age group.
Good for you.
Way to go.
I'm just saying that as soon as you stop exercising and training to do things, you feel old. Yeah. But if you continue 100%.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you don't.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary. We got to go to break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You want a piece of my heart.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Elwin Lopez. A judge has halted South Carolina's new 6-week abortion ban until the state's Supreme Court can review it. The governor signed the bill into law about 24 hours ago. The latest ruling means women can still get abortions until about 20 weeks. Still no deal to raise the debt limit. President Biden says the White House and Republicans agree a U.S. default is not an option. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
McCarthy still, if there is a deal today or tomorrow in the near future, he's still got to pass it on the House floor. And this is the House Freedom Caucus's way, the further right part of the Republican conference, of saying to Kevin McCarthy, we've got our eye on you, and that they're watching to make sure he doesn't give the White House too many significant concessions.
In Texas, an impeachment vote could come as early as today for embattled Attorney General Ken Paxton. It follows investigations into Paxton over donor corruption allegations. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April down 32.5% compared to last year, so it's still a seller's market. The Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay areas all saw home sales drop 31-36% in April of this year. It's even worse for homes considered more affordable for first-time buyers. The association says there are 1.7 months of inventory in the $125,000 to $200,000 range and 2 months of inventory in the $200,000 to $350,000 range. This winter, the Great Lakes saw the 4th lowest ice cover since scientists began keeping track a half century ago. Data from NOAA shows the average ice cover was only 6.2% this year. The average over the last 50 years, 24.5%. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our clients' best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matt-Nair, and we are talking to Todd Elba of The Todd Elba Show. And we were talking about, when did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Or maybe you haven't even started feeling old yet. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you on this Friday, May 26th, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's interesting. Age is such a weird... I wonder how other cultures deal with age differently than how we do. Because I feel like there is... In our culture, at least in America, we put so much value on youth versus other cultures that I think put more value on wisdom and age. And that it's kind of beholden onto each of us as individuals to be okay with aging, since a lot of the representation we get is not that it is not okay to age, especially as women.
Without a doubt.
What do you think, Todd? Do you think that, do you feel pressure at all as far as like media and representation of aging as how that affects your thinking about it?
I can agree with the one caller we had where I don't think about my age that much. I just worry about, I don't worry. I focus, like the one guy said, I focus on my own health. I just, pardon me, trying to stay healthy. I mean, I think as a single person and as someone who probably will be single the rest of my life, you have to think about this, right? Because I have two nieces and two godsons, but they're not anywhere close around. And so I think people with kids, I mean, Kristen, you're securing your future right now being pregnant. But I mean, you think about, well, you know, all goes well, your child will be around for you as you get older to help you out to do these things. And for, you know, when you're single,
as it's like, it
I think there's a, I, you won't screw it up. You'll be great. But I think there's like a thing if you're single and you don't anticipate having a partner as you get older or having children, it's like, look, I got to stay healthy because there ain't going to be anybody to drive Todd to the emergency room when he has his kidney stone. You got to do it yourself. So I think I worry about or think about more in terms of just keeping myself physically and mentally active.
And I think
that, by the way, here's a caller that a friend of mine, he's 2 years younger than me. He listens to our show a lot. He's listening to As Goes right now. He says, quote, I have forgotten more than Aaron Zomer's nose. I thought that was pretty good.
There's just so much knowledge in there. There's just so much knowledge in there. It's just hard to squish anymore in, you know?
Right.
Well, that's what's the Disney movie about feelings when it's all the different characters who play like anger and sadness and
Inside Out.
And I loved that concept of the memory marbles, or like that you can only fit so many memories in. And so as she gets older and there's more things to remember, like certain things have to go away. And I was thinking about that because we have, as mentioned before, we have a almost 6-year-old niece. And having her around is just sometimes thinking about, what do I remember from six? Like, what will she actually, and you don't really, you don't know what they'll hold on to, right? Because there's certain things I'm sure you're, as a parent, you're just like, how do you remember that out of all the other things? Because we're talking about like birthday parties and the importance of, I was like, I'm trying to remember, what did I do for my sixth birthday? And my mother, if you know anything about my mother, as we've talked about on the show, woman loves to throw a party. So we had some, I had some good birthdays.
I bet you had some big themed parties.
Lots of themes, always themes.
What was you guys' first memory? Like what age? Like what was your very first game? Do you remember like the first thing you remembered? At what age?
So I think I've told this story before, and I think I was 2 or 3. My mom hates this story.
Really?
Because it's one of my worst, it's one of those things where you're like, how do you remember that? Because I was just playing and it was like, I won't say traumatic, but I remember distinctly, we were playing on like the stairs and I kind of like tapped her in the face and she pretended to pass out. And her memory is she did it for like 20 to 30 seconds. My memory is that I was screaming for my brother because I thought that I killed my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
And so to this day, she's so embarrassed and like sad that I remember her doing that. But that's, like I was pretty young. I was pretty young. I don't remember anything else.
But that's probably why you remember it, because it was a traumatic thing to you at that time.
Yeah.
Totally. Jane, what's your first memory?
You know, it's tough. I can remember my father was a mortician. We lived upstairs. And so it was part of, and I was the youngest of six. And so we all had to help after funerals, either before funerals or after funerals. You put up chairs, you tore down the chairs. My brothers helped deliver the flowers, things like that. And I can remember maybe being 3 or 4. Wow. Down, you know, on the main level where the chapels were, helping vacuum or put chairs away or something. And that was probably when I noticed that there was a dead body there, too.
Yeah.
Because they were just kind of hanging around.
You're just there.
Was just part of home.
Todd, can you believe that? Todd, have you seen My Girl, the movie?
Who's in that?
Macaulay Culkin as a kid. and Dan Aykroyd is a mortician. And so we were talking, I think this was last Friday, we were talking about, I just thought this was like a hit movie because I saw it as a kid. But Jane's never seen this, and it's clearly, it's about a little girl whose dad is a mortician, and she grows up in, like, they're upstairs, and the mortician, like, his studio is in the basement. And she's like, I know, I've never seen it, but...
But that was very much of the time. I mean, that's what they were traditionally family owned businesses. And my father started out not only with the funeral home, but he ran an ambulance service.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah. And a flooring installation service.
That seems random. I thought you were going to say flowers, which would make more sense because of funerals.
But think about but furniture makers were the ones who made caskets.
Yep, exactly. Oh. But that seems a little odd, like conflict of interest to me. Like if the business at the funeral home was going down, how much do you really want to try to save the person in the ambulance?
I just always looked at it like eliminating the middleman.
Well, that's true.
just bring him here, you know, or drive around for a little while and then bring him
and
here.
And then bring him here. We're talking about...
You're poor, you're hungry, you're dead, we're yearning to breathe free.
We're asking, when did you start noticing your age? 844-967-2789. Because this is a fun fact. Happiness actually spikes in our 70s.
That's great to know.
Which none of us can attest to yet.
No, not yet.
But yeah, when there's more free time and less stress.
And I think you just are less concerned about what other people think. I would hope that by that point you are more settled in your opinions and confident, and again less open to letting what other people think affect how you live your life.
That's true. Although it's funny to have you say being more confident in your opinions, because I do think that is like a hallmark of older people. It's like it's hard to change their mind.
That's true.
They're like, nope, this is how it is. I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, not necessarily a good thing, but it is certainly a thing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you start to feel old?
And so it's interesting because I got this topic from Axios, and they asked people to respond. And it's interesting how many of them are tied to physical limitations. And it's not necessarily our brains telling us that, well, I hit this age and now I feel old. It's like once your body starts breaking down. So this was, man, nobody prepared me for my 40s, especially the body starting to break down and recovery taking longer and so forth. I'd say 40, but I'm 41, looking forward to 42. This is another one. Tore my Achilles last year after some pandemic running, a marathon, and not enough stretching. So yeah, as a 1981 baby from the Oregon Trail generation, I am feeling that shift in my body. I've found from watching and talking to folks in my parents' generation, there is so much more ahead to explore. Seeing the world through my kids' eyes brings me so much joy. Aww. So onward.
That's lovely.
But yeah, it's interesting. This is I'm 72 and a half now. I love that at 72, this person is adding the half, like a 6-year-old. I think I began feeling old about age 70. I'm an avid bicyclist, and age 70 was when I was recovering from a bike ride took longer than 24 hours. On the other hand, I have never been more content and at peace in my life. Still blessed with good health, there is still so much I can do and still enjoy.
Oh, that's great. But it is kind of like your body betrays you at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
My maternal grandmother lived to be 96.
Wow.
And I remember, she was the one that was the first woman to be a dean of a UW school, UW college in Wisconsin. Grew up on a dirt poor farm. And anyway, amazing woman, great inspiration. I can remember sitting with her at about 90, 91. And she sat there one day and she said, you know, Todd, in my mind, I feel exactly the way I did when I was 40 or 45. I think the same thing. I have the same thoughts. And she said, then you get up to do things and your body won't let you.
Yeah.
And she said, it's like you're trapped in your own body. She said, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's really powerful to think about it, that you're, to your point, Kristen, that our minds keep maybe growing or thinking the same, but it's our physical bodies that constrain us.
And sometimes it's not even that. My grandmother's 92 and still golfs.
Does she?
Wow. Good for her.
She gets a cart. But like I saw her when we were up there for Mother's Day, and I said, have you started golfing yet? And she said, yeah. And she's of Dutch stock. So she is my grandmother on my Dutch side, that she's 100% Dutch. That's where the height comes from. And she's the youngest of five. All of her siblings, everyone lived a long time. So like, cross fingers that, because it's one thing to live long. It's another thing to live long and live well and
absolutely
still be that 100%. Old. And like mentally, 100%. She's still there. Physically, she can still do a lot physically. And what that feels like. But it is funny because she when she came to my wedding, Jane was there. It was there was a big party aspect of it. And she was enjoying and taking it all in. And I've witnessed her do this at almost all of my cousins' weddings, where she will stay as long as she can. Like, she is not the one who's like, all right, I'm ready to go. It's usually one of her children who is in charge of getting grandma home that night, that they're the one who gets tired. So whether that's my dad or one of my uncles, they're like, no, I it's time for me to go home. And so I asked her the next day after the wedding, she was like, some of my friends were trying to get her to dance and all this stuff. And she's like, oh yeah, I would have stayed till the end. But you know, they told me it was time to go home. And she was so disappointed.
And what's her name, Kristen?
Carol Bry.
I love that. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes. She certainly, I think, probably feels younger than her age says.
You got good genes.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And so, I just thought this was an interesting, fun Friday topic to throw around as far as how our age either does or does not define us, and whether it's our brain or our body that's telling us, like, oh, maybe you should
slow down. And one of our callers, too, mentions movement is critical much as you can. We're not plants. We're not supposed to live like plants. The more you can move around, the better off you're probably going to be.
Yeah. That is, as we all sit here stationary.
Yes.
We should. It's a sign. It's a sign that all of us should take a walk today.
Or get standing desks.
Or get standing desks. Maybe we'll request that. Is there standing desks at the new HQ, Todd?
No, there isn't at the current one. I stand for all 3 hours of my show, but with the goofy kidney stuff going on, I decided to sit down for this hour. But I usually stand all 3 hours of the show. The new station, I think it's going to be seats.
Okay.
It's a lower desk. No. That's what I heard.
Okay. Production booth, though, I will say, has a an adjustable table. So.
Oh, an adjustable table. The production booth.
Ooh.
Very fancy.
All right.
Well, request. And I.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some changes at Civic Media for Todd, for me, and hear a little bit more what Todd's doing this weekend, and also how much cheaper do you think gas is this year from a year ago? You can submit your guesses. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 44. Tonight, highs around 74. Tomorrow, temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we have been spending the hour with Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show, which has been since October, airing before As Goes Wisconsin from 8 to 11 every day on WX. I'm still so bad with all the call signs. What stations are you? You're on Richland Center, Wausau.
WXCO in Wausau, and WLAK, Lake Air Radio, in Amory, Wisconsin.
But starting on June 5th, you'll be after us at 1 o'clock, and you will be statewide.
It's true, and here's what happened. Let me tell you, this is not by choice. The FDA puts out warnings frequently, and it turns out, according to the Food and Drug Administration, your daily recommended dose of Todd should only be 2 hours and not three. That's all people can handle, because after 2 hours, they're just sick of me. And so they moved the show back to 2 hours, and they put me on in the afternoon. So 1 to 3. But yeah, we're going statewide, like you guys have been pretty much, and honored for the chance and the possibility. So we thank our listeners, we thank our ownership, and we're just happy to be part of the Civic Media team. We're going to try to replicate you guys' magic.
Well, no, because you have your own magic.
Yes,
so
you do.
That's also an interesting thing, because as far as for anyone, you brought some listeners over to us today as you joined us. But also, I guess, for people who are less familiar with your show, how do you summarize your show, and how do you go about to picking the topics you want to talk about? And I guess, what changes are you thinking about as far as doing 2 hours versus 3 hours? Because I know I'm thinking, we've been thinking, like, what are we're cutting our no sour ha ha fun time power hour, which some people are very disappointed about. Craig Bach.
Greg was very happy about that. Yeah.
But I guess give your elevator pitch for the Todd Alba Show.
I guess you would summarize the elevator pitch, you know, a guy who was born and raised in Southwest Wisconsin, in a small community, spent 30 years as a Republican and left the party in 2011 after being disillusioned, let down, and ticked off. And no longer represented who I was. And so we just try to every day get interesting folks to talk about, strive to find what unites us rather than what divides us, and have good conversation, pursue the truth wherever it may lead, and have fun doing it.
And Todd, if you wouldn't mind just clarifying, something very specific happened that prompted your exit from the Republican Party, and it had to do with voting, correct?
I went in to vote one day in the Capitol, and I walked into Robin Voss's underwear, and I said, that's it. I'm out of here. I can't.
That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it.
Oh no. In all seriousness, it was 2011, and they were discussing the so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression. It was a closed Senate Republican caucus. And at the time, Mary Lozick, who was from the Milwaukee area, who was the chair of the Senate Election Committee, was talking about these bills, and it wasn't getting a lot of traction. And she stood up and she said, hey, we got to think about what this means to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses. In other words, if we pass this, you're going to suppress the vote of Black and brown people and young people, mm-hmm. and it would be better for Republicans. My boss at that time, Dale Schultz, he said, he was the only one, and said, you know what? I think we ought to think about what we just said here. And Glenn Grothman, who was state senator at the time, looked over at Dale and said, well, you know, Dale, Democrats would do the same thing if they were in charge, so we better do it to our favor while we still can. And that's when my boss turned around and he said, you stay here. I'm going to my office. So he walked out in protest. And for the next 90 minutes to 2 hours, I had to listen. Now, I want to be careful. Not every single senator there, but the majority of Republican senators went along with it. And I'm just like, why the hell did I take 30 years of my life for these people and advocate a party that's now trying to take away, in my opinion, one of the most sacred fundamental foundations of democracy, and that's our sacred right to vote. And that, at that point, I finished out because Dale was going to retire anyway, but I stopped going to the party stuff, and for all intents and purposes, I left the party in 2011.
And do you feel like you found a home with Democrats, or do you still feel like kind of a man without a party?
Yeah, I'm not a member of any party. I've voted quite Democratic since then, because although I don't believe the Democrats all the answers either, there is only one major political party in this country that still defends constitutional democracy, and that is the Democrats. And so that's why I have supported Democrats since then.
Well, and I would imagine too, Todd, especially after the April election in which young people turned out in some massive numbers, that whole ideology of let's cramp down on those kids because they're voting in ways we don't like. That's really going to ramp up.
Oh, yeah. And I've said our show and other places, too, having been in that Republican Party for a long time, they have simply, I saw it yet when I was still there. I mean, they are not complete idiots, contrary to what they might show. They understand the matrix. They know that their ideas no longer connect with 50 plus 1% of the population. But they made a calculated decision long ago that instead of adapting to what the voters want, they're going to stick with their base and try to stop other people from voting to stay in office along with gerrymandering. And it's a sick way to do it. It's not the Republican Party of Lincoln or of Eisenhower or even of Reagan or Tommy Thompson anymore. It is, I met with an old friend of mine, John Sharpless, a former professor at UW Madison who ran for Congress in 98 and 2000 here in Madison, ran his campaigns. Ardent, a Second Amendment supporter, very Republican. And I had dinner with him last week and I said, John, are you still Republican? And he said, no. And I said, he's a historian. And I said, agree or disagree, there is no more Republican Party. It's only Trump and Trumpism. And he said, that's right.
Wow.
Wow. So, I mean,
the Republican Party is gone. It really, truly is a party in name only. And I think that until you get rid of Trumpism, it is a threat to democracy.
Well, let's end on a higher note. What are you doing this weekend, Todd?
I'll be sitting around taking my oxycodone trying to pass a kidney stone.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure what the rest of you are doing, but that'll be my weekend. We'll see. We'll see how this all goes. But I was going to spend a little time up at Richland Center with Mom. So we'll see if that happens or not. So that's pretty, but it's going to be to the point earlier. I think getting outside, agree or disagree with you guys, the more you get outside for me, the younger I feel. Just even taking a walk. It doesn't have to be a run. Get out and embrace the good weather. Embrace the sunshine. We feel better. How about you guys? What are you doing?
Well, we're doing a lot of yard work tomorrow. We got my parents are coming down. My mom has a car full of bushes that she's been planning to plant or tell me to plant in my yard. And so we're certainly going to be celebrating and enjoying the sunshine. What about you, Jane?
I am meeting a friend for a ketchup glass of wine late tomorrow afternoon. Oh, nice. Sunday, my husband is going to take me to an empty parking lot so I can drive his new fancy electric vehicle for the first time.
He doesn't trust you to drive it on
no,
the road?
No, I don't trust me. I told him, I said, I will feel so badly if I scratch your baby. So
we got to practice.
We're gonna practice.
All right. All right. Todd Alba, always so fun to have you on here. Have a great weekend. Good luck passing that stone, man. All right. When we come back, Matt Miller's here for the Pop Culture Report. Stick around.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time...